WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
For more than half a century, the Appalachian region of Kentucky has ranked among the highest in the nation for cancer incidence and mortality rates. Cancer is not unfamiliar in rural communities across Kentucky. My guest today is going to talk about a new book addressing just that. Dr. Nathan Vanderford is a faculty member in the UK Department of Toxicology and Cancer Biology and director of the Markey Cancer Center's Appalachian Career Training in Oncology. Nathan, thank you very much for chatting with me again. I saw in UK Now recently that another book has come out that you have been involved in. This is Volume 2 of Cancer in Appalachia, a collection of youth-told stories. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely, Greg. Well, first off, it's always great to talk to you, so I appreciate you reaching out and appreciate the opportunity to talk. This book is actually the fourth book we've done that's part of our program called the Appalachian Career Training and Oncology Program. So this is the ACTION program for short. It's a program where I recruit students from Eastern Kentucky, any of the 54 counties that are in the Appalachian region, into this program, and we get them cancer education and research training, all geared toward motivating and preparing them to pursue cancer careers. Cancer is a huge problem in our state, specifically in Eastern Kentucky. And so the mission of the program is to try to get students from Eastern Kentucky involved in a cancer-related career so that they can help us address the cancer problem. So among the many activities that we've done with these students are these books. So the first two books were real-life stories, essays about how students have experienced cancer in their families or communities. And the most recent two books are a different twist, where we had students write realistic fictional stories about cancer in Eastern Kentucky. So the book that just came out is the second volume of the new twist, where we've done the realistic fictional stories.
And one of the things you mentioned in that article is that we often consider cancer statistics and data and don't really see the personal and emotional impacts of cancer in our communities. Is this a drive to remedy that?
Absolutely. I mean, that was the premise of me wanting to do these books to begin with. And it really was driven by my own personal experiences with cancer. Both of my parents have had cancer now. My dad passed away in 2010. My mom has had breast cancer twice now. And so, you know, as a cancer researcher, I look at this data and there's all these numbers, right? I mean, there's incidence numbers, mortality numbers overall, and then for each of these different types of cancers. But then I think about my parents and I'm like, you know, they're some of those data points, but their story of how they experienced cancer and then how that impacted the family and people that knew them is hidden. You know, the data doesn't tell those stories. And so I thought about that in my own life. And then I wanted the students to explore that as well. And then it's led to so many amazing things. I mean, students have had conversations with family and friends, particularly family, about how cancer has impacted the family. And the students have told me over and over again that those kind of conversations would not have happened without this assignment of writing these stories.
Well, and one of the benefits of this program that you're the director of is not only does it give these students a platform to tell stories and to humanize this incredible problem we have in Kentucky and in all of Appalachia, but you're also planting some seeds there as far as opening these young folks' eyes to careers in healthcare.
Yeah, absolutely. Healthcare and research and public health, community impact. I mean, the thing that I'm very passionate about doing is helping students understand all the opportunities that are available to them. And I think, you know, many times students come in and they think, well, I want to be a doctor or a nurse. And they've seen some of those in their communities, and that's about all they've seen, right? I mean, maybe some pharmacists, But there's a whole world of other careers out there that's available to them and that we desperately need to help us solve this cancer problem. I mean, it's going to take more researchers of all kinds, from very basic researchers to, you know, clinical researchers and public health behavioral scientists. It's going to take nurses, pharmacists, physician's assistants, MDs, doctors, and everything in between, right? I mean, it's no one thing that we need in particular. It's all these careers that we need more of, and particularly in Eastern Kentucky.
And who better to be aware of the needs of these communities than these young folks who have grown up in those communities themselves?
Absolutely. And I think we've seen that also. Their understanding of that has been enriched through the stories that they've written. You know, because they think a lot deeper about the issues in their families and then the issues in their communities, and they see the huge need for more healthcare in their communities and, you know, the barriers to care that their families have experienced. And it's a huge motivator for them to pursue these kinds of careers that they can then give back to their communities later on.
Well, Nathan, before we part, is there anything else you'd want our listeners to know about UK Markey Cancer Center's action program?
Well, I think, you know, I just really want people to know that this program's mission is to help address the cancer problem, specifically in Eastern Kentucky. But I think, you know, we're having an impact in other areas also. But there's a huge need for increased cancer care and cancer awareness all over Kentucky, but specifically in Eastern Kentucky. And this program's working to do that. And we're working with youth who are the next generation of all these professionals that we need to help us address this well into the future. And the students are so smart, so motivated, so engaged. And so I think the future's bright. And I think we have a lot of hope in the next generation who can help us solve these big issues.
My thanks today to Dr. Nathan Vanderford, faculty member in the Department of Toxicology and Cancer Biology at the University of Kentucky and director of the Markey Cancer Center's Appalachian Career Training in Oncology program. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.